I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A cultural shift is taking place in the United States, one especially visible on college campuses. While conversations of truth and morality are as old as time, more people are adopting beliefs that aggressively oppose the gospel. York Moore of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says cultural pushback isn't just a challenge for the church, but it's an opportunity.
At the core of these causes, at the core of these conversations, is a value battle about what it actually means to be human.
The truth is, the only narrative that appropriately, accurately, and consistently defines the value of a human being comes from Jesus. So be encouraged and please pray for these young people.
The harvest is there. The people who want to tell you that God is dead on the American college campus haven't been on a college campus lately. We are seeing so many students come to faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And birthdays can count years, but they also mark changes, improvements, and growth in a life.
Keys for Kids Ministries is celebrating 75 years of ministry, and yet there is still a huge need to reach kids and their families, to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families.
Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids says even though the message hasn't changed over the years, the methods of sharing it have.
As we look where kids are today, they're listening to radio sometimes, but only because mom and dad are. They're mostly playing around with cell phones, or they have, you know, mobile devices of some kind.
And so the Keys for Kids app lets kids listen to devotions from any device. It's all part of a mission to teach kids, the next generation, the love of God. For more information, you can visit us at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.